will be discussed today, the issue of timers. I don't know if that was ever really officially on my list of topics, perhaps. I see they put some makaras on timers, but I don't know if we'll get to that. We shall see. Everyone knows that there exists a concept of Davar Sheino Miskaven, Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon that Davar Sheino Miskaven is mutter. Mutter means absolutely mutter. However, there's an exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is a psik ratio. Here on page 1, the Gemara says, Abaye v'rova d'amri tarvayu before the second Mishnah. Moder Rabbi Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yomus. Expression which means if you cut off the head of the animal and the animal won't die. Impossibility. Therefore, although davar sheino miskaven, for example, the person will drag a bench and may or may not create a charitz, a ditch, that's permissible. But if you know 100% for sure that it will, it seems to be prohibited. The mug is an answer. Lo tzricha the ka'ovet ba'ara de chavre. In the particular case that we're discussing, if you would do it in his own soil, it would be considered a violation of the Isur of Yipui, which is a smaller shear than Choresh, so you should own it. In someone else's field, so you don't care what it looks like. So therefore, the shear for Korban Chatas is not the smaller shear of Bona, but the larger shear of Choresh. You have to go into these details, are not the main point. Tosa says, Bahar de Chavre, Pirish, Tavya Malacha Shen Etzricha Legufa. We know, again, Amachloko Seba Shimra Yehuda, again, according to everybody at the Rambam, we pass like of Shimon. And this is the machlokas, if I do something which on Shabbos, this is only limited to Shabbos. Ena miskaven b'kol haTorah, Entzriel Leguf is only for Shabbos. And we pass like of Shimon that Malachas and Entzriel Leguf is potter. Doesn't mean that it's mutter. Potter Rabbalasser, also with the Rabbanon. But of course, the context of our Sugin Shabbos of Kuf Gimel is Chiyav Chatas. HaChoresh Kol Shu is Chayav. So, the answer of Lachash and its Chiyav Chalaguf is completely adequate to explain why, with respect to Korban Chatas, we don't take into account of the Malacha of Bona, which is not of his concern. It's Ein Chiyav Chalaguf. Adkan. Rabbo said there are questions. Please feel free to stop me and ask. It shouldn't be a monologue. No questions so far? Okay. Tosfos, right here, the long Tosfos, quotes the opinion of the Aruch. A different pshat. Lo tzricha de ka'ovet de avarach chavre, pirish b'aruch de psik reshet lo nichole, gon de ka'ovet bar de chavre, gon be'acher she'eno o'avo, etc. Muta lechatchila, Vafilu Isa de Rabbanan Leka. So the Aruch has his breakthrough, his major thesis, which is famous, one of the most famous Aruch that we know. Sikreja de lo nichale is mutter. One of the proofs is this Gemara. He didn't accept Tosfos Pshat, Vainsir de Gufa, which is would make it potter Abalasser, which might suffice in our case, but he said no. It means a malacha, Sikreja de lo nichale is mutter. Let's review. It's a rule, there's an exception to the rule, there's an exception to the exception. Mm-hmm. Right. Get it straight. The rule is davar sheino miskaven is mutter. The exception is psik reisha is asur. And the exception to the exception is psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter, which means it goes right back to the original rule of davar sheino miskaven. Basics for both are basics. The Tosfos, a long Tosfos, they can rise back and forth. At the end, they get stuck. With the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Gimel, Hey, mematin biyomtiv. Mishum Rabbalazim, Rabbi Shimon Amu, mematin. Hayiz metakin mona. We remove the berries from the hadas. We make it kosher for Arba Minim. What says liknan lachila? You have berries to eat. Ainu meskaven. Fret the Gemara of Sigresha. Answer the Gemara. The Islay Hoshana Achariti. He has plenty of hadasim in his house. He just doesn't need it for hadasim. Mashma kepirish aruch. Lichsheino nana mutter afav gav dalip Sigresha. There, it's not a matter of chi of ptur. It's a matter of mutter mamish. So Chanaf from the Gemara and Sugalam and Gimel approves the Aruch's Shita. Mi Eshlomo, the last three lines. So also Tikun Muat Kon Miut Anovim Lo Osir Elamid Rabbanan Lo Gazru Chachamim Kishaino Nene. So Tosa seems to say, if you take it at face value, even though they reject the Aruch, his view that all psikresh lo nichaleis are mutter, they say no, it's aser, but they concede to the Aruch that the psikresh the lo nichale with respect to where the rabbanon, then it's mutter. The last line of Tosfos, simple pshat. The question becomes, why should this be so? Clearly assumed in Tosfos that Sigresha the Nichale by the Rabbonans is also. That's clearly their assumption. And they're also assuming that Sigresha the Lo Nichale by the Rises is also us. So the obvious question becomes, if Sigresha the Nichale by the Rabbonans is also, and Sigresha the Lo Nichale by the Rises is also us, so why should Sigresha the Lo Nichale by the Rabbonans be mutter? Which, what's the matter over here? Rabbanan is not a matir, Lo Nichle is not a matir. Why? If you put them both together, something becomes mutter. That's the question. Legitimate question. You know the answer. So I want to first tip you off that there is some poskim, just as there is the oracles of that famous poskim who hold the situation, Lo Nichle is mutter, no matter what, even the Raisa. There are other, also some poskim who say that psikreshna in the Rabbanan is always mutter. All the Rabbanans are psikreshna mutter. Who said so? The Pashpat Shulchan Aruch says so. Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shin Yud Dalet Sefav. It's page number 5. Talking about making a hole in a barrel. Shulchan Aruch and Sefalo says, you want to get the content of the wine, you want to get it out of the barrel, so you may make a hole in the barrel with vachli yechav and the nokma nekev yofe, sheyil ala pesach. Okay. Let's see further. The Ramah, maybe it's easier to see in the Mishnah Berurah. I think the print is a little bit clearer. That'll be page 8. The Mechaber goes on and says, "Afilu yesh v'nekav chodesh im laharchivo aser," to make it the whole bigger is aser. Says the Ramah, Uvachi is kavan lakach. Holy, that's your kavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud. Bo levore bezedas rak das ha mechaber. The dafkik shem miskaven laharchiv. Avalem eno miskaven. Alpha gada vipsigresha shi yisracha vayde puloso shori. Kumo shesim ha mechaber atzma. The mechaber himself explains. Shori eno miskaven lahosif. Even though he should have called it the Yeshomer, but you know, it's how it usually goes. Not always is it the Yeshomer. The Ramos later on, also not a Pesik Resha. The Osa Nekevu Pesach Lachovis. So what's Pshat in the Mechaber? The Mechaber never heard of the din of Pesik Resha? How is it possible? So Mr. Bruy Yudalef explains, Keva the Iker Yisuru Rakma the Rabbanan Svir Lev the Shari Keva and Shehenam Miskavim Lezeh. And the Ramah disagrees. So Machlokas the Mechaber and the Ramah based on the Mishnah Berurah goes back to the Truma Sedeshin. Beis Yosef. Some say that segregation by the Rabbanans is mutter, but the Ramah rejects it. And the Mishnah Berurah rejects it. What about segregation below Nichalei? How did that fare in Shulchan Aruch? It's also quoted the Aruch Shita. Doesn't fare that much better. Well, again, it's quoted. It does make the cut. It is quoted. But it's not seemingly not fully accepted. That's in Simon Shin Chof. Simon Shin Chof. It's page 3. Chovet Shepikel Bepkak Shal Pishta Listo Nekev Shebedovna Shebotia Bo Ayayin. Yesh mi shemate afapi sheyev shalo yischot vihu shalo yev tachtav kli v'kevan shein onena v'schit azu ha'le psikreshet lo nichol yamut. The Mechaber quotes the Aruch Shita. V'chol ku olo v'yomru yaf al gav de lo nicholeim kevan de psikreshet hu osur. Although the Olam has a kula, it's for a totally different reason. But the simple pshat is that we seem to paskin that segregation lo nichle in fact is awesome. So we got back to the original question. We paskin segregation by the Rabbanan is awesome. We paskin segregation by the lo nichle is also awesome. So do we follow Shitas HaTosfos that segregation lo nichle by the Rabbanan is mutter, and if so, why? And when? That's what we're here to discuss. Still no questions. Okay. Yes.
So from the sources we just did, it comes out that secret of the Lomichale by the Rabbanan is Aser, according to
them. No. Tos said it's Mutter. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is Psikresha the Nichale with respect to a the Rabbana, and the case of the Shulchan Aruch is Psikresha the Rabbana with Nichale. So again, Nichalei by the Rabbanim we paskin is Aser. Lo Nichalei by the Raisa we also paskin is Aser. Psikreshet the Lo Nichalei with respect to the Rabbanim, it's not so explicit, we don't see it so clearly. Let's figure out what it is. Tosa is Mutter. The question is why? So I want to make the following suggestion. There's a Chakira the Sefer Kovetz Shiurim in Masechet Ksubos. Os Yud Ches, I believe it is. The Sugya of Psikreshet, the first paragraph. Why is Psikreshet prohibited? One of two suggestions. Either Psikreshet is treated not as a Dava She'ena Miskave, but rather the Dava Miskave. After all, I drag a bench which may or may not cause a ditch, so I don't want a ditch, so I'm in a miskaven. So even if it happens to cause a ditch, I'm pot and mutter, I didn't do anything wrong. If I know for a fact that this bench will create a ditch, what are you fooling, Dovashen and miskaven? You're not to know nothing. You know that the dragging of the bench will create a ditch. So although you don't really want a ditch, but you're still treated as a mechaven on the ditch, which is an inevitable result of what you're doing. So again, the simple pshat is that segregation is reintroduced into the category of davar hamiskaven based on facts on the ground. That's one interpretation, simple interpretation. However, the Kovetz Shiurim suggests we'll call it a more lumdish interpretation. The person is really labeled as a davar she'eino miskaven. Nonetheless, since you did action A, which inevitably leads to result B, we don't view A and B as two separate things. Rather, we consider them as one. We'll call Chad Meisim. They simply be one. Inevitability produces a fusion, a union of these two into one entity. So therefore, the person chops off the head of the bird so his child has something to play with. According to the first shot, we say he's a mechaven to kill the bird. According to the second shot, no, he's not at all a mechaven to kill the bird. All he's doing is a mechaven to get a toy for his child. Afal pikein, the halacha says that since chopping off the head and killing the bird is one and the same, so the halacha says that we view it as one action. So there was the kavanah which you have, which is in fact restricted to getting a play toy for your child by cutting off the head, is extended by the halacha to be kavanah for this one big thing, and the one big thing includes the av malach of shochet. So b'chanan, that's the machlokas between the aruch and tosis. The Aruch holds the first definition, that psigresha is considered to be a davar hamiskavi. Says Rabbi Chanan, kavod shiurim, that makes sense if the result is something which is good for you. It's nichale, you'd want it. Makes sense. However, if you couldn't care less, so why should you be able to do miskavi? It's a difference, you couldn't get one, but it doesn't make any difference to you. It makes no difference to you. So why is the label as a miskaven? The label is an ain't a miskaven, that's why it's mutter. However, if the pshat is that since A inevitably leads to B, we view there is one, A hyphen B, it's all one unit, and since you were in fact a miskaven on A, it's irrelevant whether B is good for you or B is bad for you. It doesn't matter. Once you're mechaven on A and A and B are one, what does it matter? You're in violation. Ad kan devar vakadosha. Is it clear? Sure.
I still understand the second interpretation. I still feel that you weren't in the comment. You're doing two actions and you're looking at both of them as one. And no one says to you, how is it that the first one you were mechaven to do? It's not like you had in your mind, this is what I wanted to do. You took it out of your mind that it's not, I know it will happen, but this is not what I want done.
True. But the original action, we'll call it action A, not result B. Action A, that you certainly wanted to do. You certainly wanted to chop the bird's head off because you needed something for your child to play with. But you certainly did. Comes the halacha and says, since A and B are indivisible, factually, they're indivisible halakhically. And therefore, it's considered to be one action. You wanted A, everyone always wanted A, so A and B are one, so you're considered to be in violation. Now let us turn to the shita of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that psikresha by the Rabbonans is mutter. Very troubling, very perplexing. We have a general rule called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. If psikresha is prohibited with respect to Doraisis, it's hard to understand why psikresha should be mutter with respect to the Rabbanans. What's behind that? Why should that be? So perhaps we can suggest the following yisod. It is true that called the tikkun rabbanon came to rise a tikkun, like Mar said in a few places, but there's one big exception to that rule, and that is the nature of yisurim de rabbanon. What is the nature of yisurim de rabbanon? Is it an intrinsic prohibition? Or perhaps not. Perhaps the nature of an Issa de Rabbanon is don't you dare do this, because if you do this, you're rebelling against the Rabbanan. Rabbanan said such and such, so if you violate them, you're in violation of lososim and adama shegiv l'chayam and usmol. Whether that be on a deraisa level or a smachta level, Ramban, a Rambam, a different story. But the nature of the violation presumably would be a rebellion. The Or Sameach and Sefer Meshech Chochma, Parshas Shoftim, explains it so beautifully on that pasuk Lo Sasser, that the Rambam says it's a deraisa. The Ramban asks, like, it's impossible. How can I be the Rabbanan be a deraisa? It's against all the laws, it's fake the Rabbanan and all the, some of the other distinctions that we have. So Rabbi Simcha explains that no, according to the Rambam, if the Chachamim said don't do this and you do this, you're guilty of a Torah violation of what? Rebelling against the Chachamim. We'll call it an Issa Kloli, not an Issa Prati. You ate something which the Chacham said you shouldn't eat. So the nature of the Isser is rebellion against the Chacham. That's what he writes, and the Sivus is the same thing. If a person violated an Isser de Rabbanon and Bishogeg, he doesn't need a kapar, he doesn't need a tshuva. Because after all, the whole nature of the violation is rebelling against Chazal. He never rebelled, it was a Shogeg. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, you may make the following suggestion. Turns out that the Isser of the Rabbanans is not really an Isser of Masa X or Masa Y. The nature of the Isser is rebelling against the Chachamim. Well, why don't I make the following suggestion? If Pshat and Pesik Reisha is Dover HaMiskaveh, so then it should be also in this case as well. However, if Shadim Sikresha is that we view it as we called in our language before, Chad Maisa, the action which you did and the action that the Torah prohibited are really one and the same. You cut off the head, you wanted a plaything. The Torah says, you know how to do Shechita on Shabbos. But since cutting off the head always involves Shechita, it's you're over on the violation of Shochete, whether you lack a shechita, what's good for you or bad for you, doesn't make a difference. Chad Maisa. Perhaps we can suggest that only applies to Doraisas, because when it comes to Doraisas, the Torah prohibited a particular Maisa. Don't do this. So don't do this. Chad Maisa. It's a problem. But when it comes to the Rabbanas, as we suggested before, there is no Easter of Maisa. The Maisa itself is nothing to, not so bad. The nature of Isur of the Rabbanan is don't rebel. Lo sasu yam and small. He gives a mashal in Meshech Chochma, like rebelling against the king. Man malki Rabbanan. If you rebel against the king, it's not a violation of whatever action you did. It's a violation of rebellion against the king. If that's the nature of the obligation, it's not the Isur of Maisa, you cannot perhaps invoke the Surah of Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa works. You did a Maisa, the Torah said a Maisa, the indivisible, so it's one. But if the Torah is not a Maisa at all, it's a rebellion. You didn't rebel. You did action A, which it so happens it leads to B. I didn't do B. It happened by itself. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, you can say any sort of banana is official gay. Wouldn't be looked at as a sign of rebellion against the
Chachamim,
and therefore there wouldn't be any problem.
That's exactly what the Sivus and the
Meshach
will say.
Anything.
Well, we'll see soon whether anything is anything. But they have certain cases where they say. We'll have to see. If these points are both true, we can approach the Tosafot with the following mahalach. When we have a chakira, it's either this or that, such as the Kovetz Shurmus chakira, there's always a third possibility, and that is that both Sodom are true. Because what's the nature of secretion? Is that you label it as a miskave, or, as we called it, is it what we called Chad Maisa? We can suggest that both are true. Why not? They may both be true. If both are true, we can approach the Tosis in the following manner. Tosis thinks that Psik Resha Delo Nichale is prohibited. But it's not the same level as Nichale. Nichale is considered a miskaven, as Rabbi Chanan explained. Lo Nichale is not a miskaven, but it's okay. It's utter anyway. It's what we called before Chad Mais. Now, the Rabbanans. What's the status of Sikresha of the Rabbanan? We pask and it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Even though it's not considered to be Chad Maisa, it's not considered the Easter of Maisa, it's Aser anyway, because you're considered a Miskavi. If that's the case, we'll have my Sikresha Lo Nichle for the Rabbanan. Let's just do the math. Sikresha Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan. You want to answer it as a miskavet? No. It's lo nichle. Lo nichle is not miskavet. You want to answer it as chad maisa? No. But the rabbonans, we don't apply this principle. So it comes out that even though psik resha the lo nichle is also because we're able to chad maisa. And even though the psik resha by the rabbonan is also because we call you a miskavet, but the psik resha the lo nichle by the rabbonan has neither. It's not considered to be miskavet as lo nichle, and it's not considered to be chad mais because it's an Easter of Bonner, which is not an Easter of mais. That's my pshat in the Tosin of Kukil with which we started. With me? Yes. It's a suggestion that maybe wouldn't apply to the abundance for the following reason. The nature of Isurim Drabon is not an Isur of Maisa at all. The Isur is rebellion against the Chachamim. So if you have a frontal attack against Chachamim, they say, don't eat it, and I eat it anyway, then I'm in violation. But if they said, don't do this, which means, don't rebel against his pronouncement. And then I don't rebel, I get to the back door, I do something else, which leads to that. It's not a frontal attack against the Chachamim, it's not a rebellion so much. And therefore, psikresha by the Rabbanan will be mutter completely according to the Mechab. We don't accept it. We accept that psikresha, the nichle by the Rabbanan is aser. Presumably why? Because we also accept the definition of miskavi. Psikresha is a low nichle by the Rabbanan, shkamat mutter. Neither is it a miskavi, nor is it a chad mais. Clear?
So, if the nature of the rabbanon is only in regards to the actual rebellion against the rabbanon, it's not the maisa. So this, but, I mean, obviously the rabbanon didn't set up the halacha to kind of make a barrier, to cause a problem. I mean, they're not setting up the halacha to say, if you go against the gedder, so then you're violating what we said, and therefore you're in trouble. Meaning they seem to have set it up for a purpose other than just putting roadblocks in people's way.
Agreed.
So then, how do we understand the nature of the Darabonim is only an issue of violating the Darabonim as opposed to doing the mic?
I don't see the hemisphere of your statements.
Uh-huh. If the Darabonim didn't make the falafel just to make more issues for
make more. Whenever the Chachamim introduced Gzeiras, they had a good reason for it.
So then how can we say that the only reason behind Gzeira is not to go against Gzeira?
Because they don't have the power to create intrinsic Yisurim. That only the Rabbonim has power. Why don't you have that, how should I say it, chickens which were never slaughtered, you may not eat. The rabbis can't say, well, we say that you have chicken, kosher chicken, you put some butter in it, you cannot eat. Who are you? Me, Samcha, who are you? You can't create intrinsic prohibitions. So prohibited meat with milk, not chicken with milk. So I eat chicken with milk, what's my sin? I'm rebelling against the Chachamim because they said don't do it and I did it. Okay, everyone with me so far? Let us take a break from the conceptual analysis for a moment and address the security system issue. Perhaps we'll come back a little bit later to some of the other analysis. So, there are a number of disputes concerning these systems. Number one, almost all of them involve electricity. The major dispute as to what is the level of the prohibition of electricity. Assume that you may not put on electrical appliances on Shabbos, even if there's no lights going on. Fan. We assume you may not put on a fan on Shabbos. Why not? That's easy to find an Isser over here. What's wrong? What's wrong? So the Chazon Ish said it was a din d'oraisa. Completing an electric circuit is like bona min haTorah. Reasons we can't go into today. Seems that most posts disagree and say that electricity as such, making a circuit, is not an Issa d'oraisa. What's a d'oraisa? I don't see any d'oraisa. Nonetheless, it's assumed it's awesome at the Rabbanah. We don't assume that you're allowed to put on a fan on Shabbos. That's a little bit too much. We assume that some kind of Issa d'oraisa, whatever the nature may be, looks like a problem, or it's a makom patash with the Rabbanah. Whatever it is, you'll say, we assume as a rule, you may not put on a fan on Shabbos. If you assume, Rabbi Osai, that electric circuitry, making and breaking circuits is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, making noise is an Issa d'Rabbanan, even with respect to light, it depends what kind of light it is. Incandescent bulbs are d'oraisa. LED type of lights, gas in it of some sort, Pashas is not a d'oraisa. There's no esh. Noise is no d'oraisa. So what will happen in the following case? You have a friend or a shul, they have an alarm system. Shabbos is a very active day. They turn the system off because otherwise they'll be ringing the alarm every second. But it's too inconvenient to detach the entire system. They shut off the box. The box is the thing that makes all the noise. So when an individual walks in such a house or a shul, you will often hear something. Click, click, click. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
There you go. That means the circuit has been completed. Some click has happened. And had you not turned off the box, it would make woo, the police would be there. Since you turned off the box, nothing really happened. Just like a little click, click, click sign. It made a little LED light may flash on and off. Change from red to green, green to red. Whatever. Everyone has its own system. The question becomes, may I walk into that shul? Walk into that house? You are causing an electric circuit to become complete when you walk in. So where we suggest is the possible heter. Again, not l'chadchila, the ideal is to completely detach the whole system, but you know, you walk into a shul, they don't ask you. You walk into someone's house, they don't ask you. So the nature of the potential heter would be segregation de lo nichle by the rabbonos. You're not putting on light, making noise. You're just walking in. You don't want the light, you don't want the noise, it's a pain in the neck. Doesn't accomplish anything. It's too late to turn on off the whole system. Accomplishes zero. But the situation below Nichle, if you were willing to assume that completing circuits is only the Rabbana, should be mutter. Again, it's better to avoid it. Not everyone agrees, we'll see soon. But on a simple level, it would appear to be mutter. If you're stuck, this Shabbos. tomorrow night. You walk into someone's shul, a house, you're wearing pajamas, and all of a sudden, click, click. Say, what's this? Well, you know, we turn off the alarm, but make it a little noise still. So, my view, I'll be eager within. It's mutter to walk in and out, based on segregation or nichole. Again, assuming that electricity is derabonin. Some say electricity is doraisa. Some say segregation or nichole, but derabonin is also despite our tosfos. Even our tosfos may never meant it, some suggest. It's better to avoid, that's for sure. But be careful, then I think it's okay. Yes?
Would a shul have an obligation to disclose the fact that they're relying on this tetra if they did?
Full disclosure! Today's catchword.
What if I'm after on the combination for...
That's right. Seems to me that people walk in, they hear a click, click. They should be smart enough on their own to know what it means. And if they are chazanishniks,
they should walk out now. Once they walk in, they can't walk out anymore. Because they have to walk the shot.
We'll find a way out of it. I'll walk in front of them, and they'll walk behind me. Yes?
According to the Chazanish, even though they say that it's Darabana, or maybe a mockery of Pati Darabana, does that mean that it would be also to cook up a light bulb that's even burned out? The
isser
isn't necessarily causing it to go on,
it's
just making the circuit, or during a blackout,
for example,
that's still be
up
there.
So, very
possibly.
Yeah,
any
other question?
Practically speaking, why don't they just turn off the entire system?
It's a pain in the neck. That's the only reason.
Nothing is accomplished in terms of like people breaking in, and we're not talking about like bypassing. Nothing's accomplished in terms of people breaking in through a wall. There's no system that's still operative.
I don't think so. I mean, they turn off the box. The box is off. That's what you do. No one wants to go out to the police station.
There won't be a signal.
I don't know.
Might as well keep the security system on once you're already turning the electricity off. And unless you're already keeping it on and like having the electricity
on. No. And they're walking down Shabbos, they'll make every second, they'll go on again.
The alarm system will actually go off.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want that either. Yeah.
Just to clarify, if, let's say HEPS is on, if someone breaks the window, the alarm will set on. In that type of scenario.
It doesn't exist. In the case I'm discussing, it doesn't exist. If you turn the whole system, they turn the box off, even if you break the circuit, make the circuit a different kind of circuit, we'll talk about it a little bit maybe later, nothing's going to happen. Yeah.
Some backyards or size of buildings have motion sensor lights that turn on.
Absolutely.
So besides, even if you were to say that was LED or something like that, if they had LED lights doing that, lighting your path would kind of be would be nichole, wouldn't it?
100%.
That'd be much more of a problem.
A major problem. Number one, not all the lights are LEDs. Some of them are actually incandescent, which is a shabbat d'oraisa. And number two, as you correctly point out, having more light is usually a nichole. It's more pleasant to walk in with these, which is, even though you could get along with the street lights in New York City, how can I compare to these high wattage that comes out, these very light lights that deter thieves? It's a very serious problem. At first glance, if you have such a situation, you're not allowed to walk there. So the first time you walk there, you didn't know. But afterwards, you know, you see the pattern, lights go on, as soon as I walk by, you shouldn't walk there. Leads to the incredible process of a person being locked into his home on Shabbos, not because of his own alarm. He turned off his alarm. He just can't walk. Asher ein derech lintos yom and esvol. Goes to the right, that neighbor has one of those systems. And then to the left, another. So where'd you go? We'll go straight across the street. Straight. Then you go, one on the right across the street has, and left. All you did four houses, and you're done. You're done. You can't go anywhere.
In that instance, do you use the Gemakom mitzvah as a possible or also?
What's the mitzvah?
You have to go to shul.
So what's that? Can you be Michal Shabbos go to shul? That was what the conservatives said. Drive to shul. Yeah.
What would be the difference between, let's say, electric sliding doors? When you go into a hotel, usually, there's no entrance, but wait for somebody to wait to open the door for you. Well, when the electric is on, then when you're opening a door, and the alarm noise goes on.
Very simple. open the door is nichole. It's not segregation. You're mechaven. You want to open the door. And all the chesronos it has. It's not in the miskaven. It's miskaven. And it's not. And it's nichole. It's everything. It's miskaven mamish. Yeah.
If you don't know whether a house has that light on.
So the first Shabbos you're okay.
So that week it's
not segregation. That week. It's always on.
No. Sometimes they have it on. Sometimes they don't have it on.
Then you're okay.
Because it's not segregation.
It's not segregation. That's a question. Since again, it may be what we call a subject segregation l'sha'ova, which means that the typical day in the miskaven is something indeterminate in the future. Here, the indeterminate is in past tense. That's a big machloekas what to do in that kind of a case. Some say the Mishnah Berurah can say it's derived to should be a machmad or a bonus we can be making. It's like a regular sfeika d'isur. That's what kind of light it is. Is it incandescent light or is it a sodium light?
So if it's an incandescent light,
I don't know.
You just can't walk on a block in New York City without.
That's a good question. How do you walk in New York City? Bechlau. If you have to do a study, I think the majority of houses either have no light or have a sodium light. Between the two of those, it's a majority. So you go bus the road. Yes?
Just jumping back to where does the recovery come from is matir secretia derabanan
comes from the Tumah Tadeshim. It's really based on the Tosim Sukh in the second paragraph. Okay. It really comes from. Yes?
What about Shabbos Alevita?
What about?
In hospital.
What about?
Shabbos Alevita.
What about?
You allowed to go up?
Why not?
No?
I walk. It's also nichole. What's the malacha? We have to have one. Have to have a malacha first. You have to have a malacha. Then we can say it. Nichole, miskaven. What's the malacha?
What about the goy going up the third floor and then you go with it? It's a regular elevator.
What's wrong?
No, it's a regular elevator.
What's wrong? I'm asking. You're telling me.
But we're asking. Okay. You by you being in there, it causes to put more energy.
Yeah,
not so. Not really so. Really not so. What is it? Me?
No. The boy presses the button.
For whom?
Well, for himself.
All right.
Now, you don't tell him press 7. He does it for himself.
So you're allowed to go? Yeah.
Let's say someone else walks through a light, so it's already on, and you walk through it afterwards. So you're,
that's
so
good.
You're maintaining the.
You run. he goes first, you run fast, you're last in and first out of the range. Yeah. Mut the Lawrence Bashabas for the private.
So
yeah.
What about then if the shul has a security camera system? So
another good question.
If it's always on.
It's a very famous shul that has a security camera. It's called the Kosel Amarovi. Very
so
famous
if
shul.
We assume
that we have to assume that that's only they're talking about the Rabbanot. The question will be, in each and every case is different. Some of these things actually maintain a record of what happened. It's not just, you know, at least that minute that someone's looking at it, secure is looking at the screen. It's maintained. For example, there was on top of the big building across the street, there was such a device. You can't walk into the yeshiva 24/7 without being Big Brother is in fact watching you.
Isn't that there's GPS satellites that as soon as I walk outside any place everywhere, they always are photographing me. You know, I can't walk outside my door without being photographed on some camera somewhere.
Right?
Doesn't it get to a point where, like, you just have to live your life and...
No. You have to find a head. If you don't find a head, then stay home. You have to say we live your life. You have to find a head for it. So the head for it presumably is it's a derabbanan, lo nichole. So that's that. Otherwise, I'm not sure what the answer is.
Why is it in the whole city, why is it?
I don't want to take a picture of me. This is a gadol, a terrorist.
I want the system to be in place.
But not on me.
But in order for the system to be in place, that's the border where everyone comes in.
No, they can turn it off when I walk in. I'm a dignitary. They can turn it on later on. something. The system is a system, but it's that I'm being photographed, that's the issue. Because let's assume that they, even if they hold it, they don't hold it forever. They usually they go over it after 24 hours, something like that. So it's not shel kayam and b'pshuto, or it's only negatives. But b'pshuto is not a derice, I hope. Yeah. There are those poskim who say that since I'm just walking, so there's a new rule. It's not called malef, it's machshavas. You know exactly what that means. That sounds like it's a very general ruling. I don't know exactly what that means. What do you mean? Why is the malef machshavas? I know what's happening. I know they're taking a picture of me. Why should the malef machshavas? I believe it was a Rav Shechter Shalita who ruled that perhaps it can be made based upon a Rajma. The Rajma Shita in Shabbos is that if I close the door to my house to protect my family and my possessions, even though I know there's a deer inside or an animal inside, there's no violation of tzedek. It's not considered to be a psegration. Maybe if I want it, that Rajma Ran quotes it in Shabbos. What's the shot? Are they neither as a kash? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says in the case of a beehive, where you drape a towel over a beehive, you're trying to protect it from the rain or the sun, but you're trapping the bees. That is a violation. See, that's Tatum, here's Tatum. So the answer was that if I put a towel on the beehive, it's direct. The towel is touching the beehive. It's a direct act of Tatum. But if I close the door over here and the animal is over there, how do they relate to each other? Say they're 50 feet apart. 50 feet apart. So the Rashba says, in order to achieve a relationship, I have to want it. That should be my eager kavana. I'm closing the door to trap the animal which is over there. But if I'm closing the door just because it's too hot, it's too cold, or it's too dangerous, whatever it may be, that there's no relationship between these two. If that's the case, that's a tzad heter when it comes to walking in the streets if the light goes on. This Rashi. That's Pshat the Rashi. Yes?
Regarding the elevator, it would be possible that there would be an increase in electricity if somebody would go in.
Mm-hmm.
If two people would go in.
Mm-hmm.
Would that matter, though? Because it's maybe marked this year, and the electricity is going on anyway.
So what?
So if I go in additionally, if I increase the electricity, is it a Raisa or a Rabba?
That's a good question. Maybe it's the Rabbanon, maybe it's the Raisa, I'm not sure. It should be us, or at least. It should be us. It should be us.
Why?
What did you say? Don't need to go up an elevator? No, that's not Lodichle. You want the elevator to go up? Or do they ever just stand still? I'd rather just stay still. Until after Shabbos, just stay still there? Come on, you want to go up. Yeah.
Is causing kindling the flame more strict in terms of no concept of Brahma than other malachos? It can't be good by turning on the switch, even if it's an incandescent bulb, it's a shadow of the right.
Incandescent bulb is a serious shadow of the
right. So, and then I'm saying in terms of it's normally, let's say, walking past the light, even if, let's say, the road residents would have incandescent bulbs, if you would walk by, cause, but it's not really a mice of kindling. I'm saying,
why not?
It's
a condensed light. You're putting it on by walking past it. Why not?
It's not a grumma.
Not a grumma. It's a mice of mamish. Much worse than a grumma. Oh, so what about psikresha by grumma? Since you said it first, what is the psikresha by grumma? What is the psikresha by grumma? What's it in? Who knows? Anybody? Anybody know creation by Grom? Shulta Giborim says the whole heter of Shabbos of Grom, the famous Gemara of Kuf Chaf and Beis, is limited to a case of segregation. Doesn't apply to Miskatim. sure if this is yours on Mamma Commas. Where is it? There is A. That's not the one I want. It's a different one. Perhaps we'll get to that later. So what's the loveness, Rabbi Isai? I think the loveness is meridic. Fits with what we just said. The Shulteg Yibarim holds that the, like the side of the Chakira that we had earlier, that Psikresha is also Mishum Chad Maisa. But Chad Maisa is only if I did a Maisa now. I do a Maisa. I do Maisa X right now. Right now the Melocha happens. And that's considered to be Chad Maisa. But if I do my action now, and later on the result ensues, it's hard to label as a Chad Maisa. That's what the Shulta Givorim says, that if it's only a grum of if it happens to later on, so then it's going to be mutter. That's the Shulta Givorim. You know who else says? The Maralmi Prague? The Maralmi Prague and the Guraya and the Chayim Gimel says, if I'm Zorea b'psikresh, it's mutter. This is the common Shaila. I want to wash my hands and some of the water is going to fall in the grass on Shabbos. So the Maral is matter. Why is he matter? Because the melacha doesn't happen until later on. So what? It's only psikresha. Psikresha for later on. If you go with the svara of mechaven, it should be awesome. If you go with the svara of chad maisa, perhaps chad maisa would not apply in such a circumstance. Yes?
Would psikresha by grama work if it's given to Nikola? Would grama be enough to make it? Make it okay.
That's the sheet which they are suggesting. Even if it would be nichole, we could also say we on our own that psikresha of grama should be mutter at least by lo nichole, even according to those who usually aser lo nichole, because they usually aser lo nichole not because of miskaven as Rabbi Chanan said, because of chad maisa, and chad maisa wouldn't apply in a case in which it's only later on. But perhaps it's what even in the case of Nichole. Perhaps. I'll give you a halacha lemaisa example. Rabbi Sai, we spoke before, walking out of your house on Shabbos. You can't walk out because of the, what do you call it? The
GPS.
GPS? I have a different reason you can't walk out of your house on Shabbos. Another reason why you can't walk out of your house on Shabbos. Part of the year anyway. You have in your house a thermostat in the living room. And when you walk out of the house, what happens? In the wintertime, a gust of cold air comes into the house and will lead to the boiler going on earlier than otherwise. Opening a refrigerator. You open the refrigerator, the motor will go on earlier than otherwise because hot air comes in. But the way we're suggesting now, it might be mutter because it's only later on. Yes?
The way we're describing grum is only with regard to the time, that's how we're describing
grum. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure if that really is the definition of grum in general, but from the perspective of psikresha, the way the Shulta Givorim has shot in the Maral, but from their perspective, that's how we'll define it. I'm not discussing grama in a more general sense. Yes?
Would opening your refrigerator and going outside constitute darshan
mechad?
Because you're just going into the refrigerator for the food and not for turning on the fan, and you're going outside to go to shul.
That's exactly why it's a darshan mechad.
Darshan mechad would be what?
Unless it's psikresha. Not a following shot, yes?
Sorry, question. Last week we suggested the possibility in Iran that when it comes to a colder chance, your colder hoop might be mutter for a lower level of Isser. Would that be an additional reason to be more makel or to distinguish what Willie mentioned about watering the grass on Shabbos in the context of the psikresha between an av and a colder?
The problem, well, again,
if we hold that close to
us, again, that's very good. If you're going to consider this to be a tolda, which it should be a tolda, Mashka's growing is a tolda, and our the chavra, you don't care about the megron. There'll be a mut. It would be a hefter of tolda of ein shvichol the gufa. That's correct. Not even be to the hefter though. And Ron says it. I think it's the maybe the mekemes of mishnas is tried that way in Iran, or maybe Avner Nezer, Great Tal. No, even has a maker. He tells screen. He's shtaka hadover. He's against it. Zembus is up shot. Yes.
In a situation where we're saying that, we're arguing like the children who are, that there's going to be a time delay, are we really going to say that we only do this common ice, or we can also say that it's also we passed in like in the buttons that we have to also the second time?
Right, that's exactly what's not so black, because we would, why isn't it usher as a Dover Amis Kavin? If it's a Dover Amis Kavin, just as a time delay per se is not a matir, so it shouldn't be a matir over here either. That's right. Not everyone agrees with this psak, but I believe that the pshat is that although if I do an action the hedja, there is no hefter of a time delay, but perhaps if I do it not the feirish, so then it's just sort of an incidental, and it's a time delay, so the time delay knocks out the the chad maisa, and perhaps you wouldn't say miskaven, even though you know you're very happy when the heat is going to go on in 5 minutes instead of in 10 minutes. Now that there's such a big gust of cold air came into the house and lowered the temperature, alpha became maybe if it doesn't happen right away, you're not considered as a miskaven. So perhaps even go to that side, you could be making miskaven. Perhaps. If the following shaila comes up for both sides. A fluorescent bulb. I don't know how the mechanics of a fluorescent bulb, how it works. I don't know how it works. A fluorescent bulb, this that you see over here is a gas. This is like a gas, like a sodium light in a sense. It's a gas. That's not a d'oraisa. Only one problem. For almost all fluorescent lights, there may be exceptions, but for almost all fluorescent lights, I think these are not so sleek and modern, have starters. In the old years, remember which was old enough to remember, it took a while. You remember that? Until the starter, yeah, you remember that? They still have them like that? But everything else is instantaneous. No? Instant gratification. It used to be. Anyway, the starter presumably has a little red, you know, it's aish. It's an aish. So the question it becomes, can we say that if you to put on a fluorescent light is a psikresha by the Rabbanon? Maybe the nafkaminas for various things which are the Rabbanon. Maybe you should say no. You can't say it's a psikresha because there's a starter. It starts with the starter. So it's a mechavin mamish. So I thought this may go back to the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritva in the Sechta Shabbos of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Person throws a peg into the fire. Mevasha, as the Gemara, Ma'od the table, the Shurei Mona Kamachavein. You want to make it stronger. Kamash Malad, the Mir Parafi V'Hadar Kamet. First it gets soft, which is Bishul, then it gets hard. So the Ramban says, Afal Gav the Iyu Mechavein the Shurei Mona, Kevan the Yefsher Elam Kain Rafu Meikar Achayev. Why? The Modir Rav Shimon Pesukreshev Lo Yomus. So you see two things in the Ramban. One, he goes against the Maral. Happens only afterwards. It's still considered to be an issue of segregation. And two, it's only of segregation. Not a mechave mamish. The Ritva says no. She'aflev, quote, she'aflev vashel miskavein. De'ev shel eshruri ela b'hochi. You're a mechave mamish. Why are you a mechave mamish? What's the segregation? I drag a bench and a ditch is made. Subsequently, a ditch is made, or it's contemporaneously a ditch is made. But over here, when it comes to the light, the starter has to work before the light even goes on. So the starter has to work before the light goes on, or if the wood must soften before it hardens, that's considered to be miskaven mamish. So I thought the machlokas, but a fluorescent light, the machlokas, the Ramban and the Ritva. According to the Ramban, it's only a Pesik Reisha. According to the Ritva, it is a Meskavein Mamish. Mamish. Nafkamina, can't do it anyway. No. Nafkamina for a goy. Could be passed in the show in Mishnah Brura, based on other earlier sources, that Pesik Reisha had a goy as mutter. So if, like the Ramban, so you can tell the goy to put on a fluorescent light. I thought it's the Rabbanan. That's all the Malka Mitzvah. So as far as the gas light is the Malka Mitzvah. As far as the starter, it's only a Pesik Reisha, which is Mutter through a guard. Or the Ritva, that's considered Mechav and Mamish, then I think it would be prohibited to tell the guy to put on a fluorescent light. I don't know how to resolve this dispute. Yes, sir?
In the hospital, in the nursing home,
yeah.
If you have a cigarette
Cholesh on b'sakana. You can ask a guy to drive a car in Shabbos. Do malacha mamish. That's no problem. We're discussing when there's no cholesh on b'sakana. Yes.
More of a nice question, but if the starter only lets go of a spark as opposed to making a sustained thing, is that different?
Maybe different, but the starters are not that way. They have an actual coil which turns red. That's the reality. That's what I'm told. Yes.
So if you're an operator, is one of the guys who finish on the needle?
Yes. Okay. The Shmirah Shabbos is the following Shaila. Can I cut a grapefruit on Shabbos? Well, sometimes I have a habit to cut the grapefruit, then I eat it, take it out with a spoon. So the Shmirah Shabbos says, quote, Afilu em yischad also biyadayim, it's only by the Rabbona. That's what he claims. It's not based on Vanovim. And here the pre is Nischat Ktsas Bishas Achila. It's Schita Kalachayad. It's a double Dirabonon. And Enem Eskavel Nischot is Shari. Because it's a segregation by double Dirabonons. As we shall see, if I have time for this, the Shmir Shabbos goes against what I said at the beginning of this year. The segregation Lo Nichle by the Rabbonons is Mutter. He requires double the Rabban. Double the Rabban. He quotes the Mishnah Brura to that effect. Shin Tezayin Tezvov. I think it's on the Maram Akamas too. Shin Tezayin Tezvov. The Mishnah Brura. That's his source. It's page 11. Yesh di zor shramos es lo lisko teve ktana o sistom kelem she zvuvim o b'shabes and the psik resha she yitzol du shom. Okay. That's the Mishnah Brua test vav. Teve gedola, it's okay. Dova she'enem eminom nitzol. Tezayin, he says, even though it's the Rabbana, it says Zvuvim. I'm going to move around the whole story. Sharatian Yudches writes, have it trade the Rabbana. Number one, ain't be no nitzo, and number two, it's not a complete seder, and therefore it's the psik resha, it's mutter. But you know what? It never says the magic words lo nichale over here. He quotes the prima garden. Prima garden never said lo nichale. It's nichale to trap these flies that shouldn't swoosh. That's my pshat. That's Mr. Brewer. The Mr. Brewer is matter. I doubled the rabbanon, and even the psik resha, the nichale. Not that is that lo nichle requires double the rabbanon. Like we said before, even a single rabbanon would be sufficient. Why is it with respect to the grapefruit that it's lo nichle? Well, he'd rather have the grapefruit juice stay in the grapefruit. If you want the grapefruit juice, buy grapefruit juice. You want grapefruit? Elamai, some of the juice squeezes out of the grapefruit. No. So you'll drink it. Why should it go to waste? So what's that status? That nichole lo nichole. You'd rather have it in the grapefruit, but once it squeezes, you might as well drink it. What is that? It's the machlokes. Something that's called nichole. That's what the Shmir Shabbos seems to hold. Is there a source for that? Is the Gemara again? The Kuf Chofim and Beis. You can't open a door on Shabbos if there's a candle behind it. It's a psigresha. Ask the Rashba, you have no hanor from it. It's lo nichole. Answers the Rashba, two terutzim. One, well, it's a case of a you need a psila, so it's nichole that it should go out to have a psila. Number two, look, it's true you'd rather have the light going, but once it goes out, you're going to hold on to the oil. That's exactly these two terutzim over here. Something which you, it's nichole chavadiyevet, you'd rather have a different result. But once this result happens, you want to salvage something, that's a machlok, it's not considered to be nichole or lo nichole. I thought it's more known that it's lo nichole, but that's a machlok, it's goli aposk. Let's go back now, we spoke about before. I told you a chiddush nifla venora earlier, my pshat in the mechaber, that since Yisurim derabbanan are not an Yisur maisa, but only an Yisur rebelling against Chazal, so there's no din of segregation of Chad Mais. I found a bigger Kiddush in the Or Sameach himself. I based myself on the Meshech Chochm. In the Or Sameach and Hilchos Lulav, Perekhes Halacha Hei, he says as follows. Even on the level of the Oraisa, we don't view segregation as a Meskavin Mamish. He says, if I do a Malacha on Shabbos, Yontiv, and went over and a Los Asay, and Asay, as we all know. If I do a malacha through psikresha, suggests the Or Sameach, I'm only over on the lav and not over on the asay. Now think about that. That's a chiddush already. A chiddush on the level of the rice. What's pshat?
Psikresha
is a nichole. Nichole. What's pshat? The pshat is that he learned chad maisa. Chadmaisin only lo sase called malacha, but since you didn't do it directly, you weren't mechamer directly. You're not in violation of the essay of Shabbosom. If you look at the sheet of Mekubetzes and Ksubas that pay, you'll find he says that psikresh is awesome in the raisa for sure, but there's no chiyuv chatos. How can that be? Once again, if it's mechamer, it doesn't make any sense. Reb Chaim Shmuel Evers explains. The Sefer and Gittin, based on that Or Sameach. It's not considered Miskavin Mamash. It's only considered what we'll call a kind of a Chad Maisa. And according to the Shita Mekubetz and Ksumas on Avhei, Chad Maisa is enough to make it Osir, but not enough to be Chayv you a Korban Chatas. There's a Ranan Chulin, who's trying to give rias to yourself, who says there's no Dinip Segregation by Yisuri Hano. Why not? So the Rais of the Gedin, he answers once again. Only by Yisurei Maisa, not by Yisurei Hano. I'm trying to give you a certain riot this yourself. Fine. Let's go further. The Sheet and Ksuma says, Segregation is also with the rice of Bishari Surim, but not on Shabbos. How do you explain that? With Miskavan, you can't distinguish between Shabbos and anything else. However, perhaps this is false. Shabbos requires Meleches Machsheves Kavona Dafka. Chad Mais is not enough to Aser on Shabbos Midoraisa because it lacks the Meleches Machsheves. That's the Shita. The famous Rosh says that Psikresha de Lo Nichale is Mutta B'Shabbos and Osta B'Shari Surim. How do you explain that one? Why should that be so? So apparently you go with the same mahalak as before. As the svar of Chad Mais applies to Shari Surah, so lo nichole is also, as Rabbi Chanan says. But on Shabbos we require Meleches Machsheves, it's not enough to have Chad Mais. That's the Yisod again. So this Yisod that we had, I think, explained a lot of things. I have to be makata because I want to get to another point, which is the Shmira Shabbos Kilchos. That's more the Maisa, and then if we have a chance, we'll go to the Rambam. The Moran Avraham in Simon Shin Yud Dalet on the Makoros. The Moran Avraham in Simon Shin Yud Dalet, it's page 5, I believe it is. Or 6, let's see. Try 6. Page 6. He quotes the Ramah. Quotes the Chumash Adesha. The psikration by the Rabbanon is mutter. Lead Sarach Ian Alagon. I think I'm going to run out of space here. I don't think I have page 7 or something else. Sorry. I ran out. The bottom line is he has to cash it against a Mefurash Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin that there was an Isur Psikresha by extinguishing a light. Fret the Maman Avram. Extinguishing a light is a Melochash and a Tzricha Legufa. So if that's the case, Rabosai, and we pass this to Mutim, it's only on the Mutim of the Rabbanim. How can the Chumash Hadeshin say the psikration by the Rabbanim is Mutim, the Mechaber paskins that way? The Mechaber himself paskins in Reish Ayin Zayin the psikration by Malachash and Tzvichel Gufa is Aser, even though it's only the Rabbanim. So Chastir and Mechaber according to the Magen Avraham. A Pela Atzum. So here's my second major Yisov, which is that even though we're distinguishing between the Rabbanim and the Raisis, we have a following Yisob which you find many other places in Halacha. You have it in Hilchos Yoredei and Kashrus, you have it in many places. There's a distinction between an Issa which is purely the Rabbanim and an Issa which is what we call Ikro Midoraisa, but for whatever technicality or other, is Midorabbanim. And perhaps we can suggest that the only time this Yisod applies is by Ikro Derabonim. But if it's Ikro Derabonim with some technical term in Derabonim, it's only also by Derabonim, everything we said before about Derabonim would not apply. We have to go with the Ikro Derabonim. If you look in the Me'iri and the Kuf Chaf, you get that clear impression. And the love this is, if it's Ikro Derabonim, there's no intrinsic violation, it's only you're rebelling against Chazal. There's no din of Chaz Maisa. But if it's equal midaraisa, so we can view it as a rebellion, even though the chachamim there's some kind of technicality which knocks it out on some technical level from being an isa daraisa. But fundamentally, that which you did is an isa daraisa. This would take care of the various rayas that the Shmiras Shabbos Kolchosa has in Chela Gimel. I don't think there's any of these in the chorus. In Chela Gimel, take a look. It's Perek Aleph or Mem Vav. It's a whole page. Steers here and there. Psikresha, what's the status of psikresha? Right? We pass the psikresha is asr by the Rabbanon. Lo nichle is the rice is asr. So he requires trade Rabbanon, we said before. But if you look at all the sources, it doesn't add up. My view is, again, I don't have time to read, you could look through all of the sources. If you look, if I'm right, you'll see all the original sources anyway. We can make the following distinction. Psikresha by one derabbanon, the lo nichle is mutter, but that one derabbanon has to be ikrom derabbanon. But the guf for Easter is doraisa, then not. You have to trust me or don't trust me. Look it up. It's a 100 riots back and forth. That seems to me to be the yisod. Every place in the Shemir Shabbat is a riot of Easter. Guf HaMalach is Doraisa. You look, 1, 2, 3, 4 rites. However, the Guf HaMalach is the Rabbanon, that I insist, based on the first post we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, there's a case of Iko the Rabbanon by the Hadassim, Miut Anovman Hadassim, then we would say that Psikresh is Mutter, the lo nichala, even by all a single derabanan. So going back to our security system, the way to be matir is if you assume that electric circuits are derabanan. If electric circuits are going to be daraisa, then nothing's going to help, even if you have to try technical tricks to try to get around it. Well, it's not going to work. So it's going to be ikro daraisa. I would say that's not ikro daraisa. It's not really, you know, it's not a makav apadish, but the tour of Kalachayad, ain't you the gufa, ain't a miskayim, you know, all those lech machshevas, the gadinim, or ain't you which is maybe independent in. No, you know, the level of the rice, that's not called a makapash. It's not enough to rise to the level of makapash in the first place. Okay? Yes? Segregation by the Rabbanan, by Nicholai? Look at Yechavadas, Yaakov Yosef. I don't know. There are more rejectors. We Ashkenazim don't follow. That's a fact. Rabbosai, what is Shita Saramba? I'm asking for your general knowledge. You must have learned Shabbos somewhere along the line. Does the Rambam hold like the Aruch or against the Aruch? I expect at least one person to raise his hand. Rambam hold like the Aruch or against the Aruch?
Yeah. I mean, he
had
most Mutter
Gamri in
certain cases,
Aruch
also,
but
not for certain reasons.
That's not an answer. It was like the Aruch or against the Aruch? I just want a one word answer. Is it against? Who said so? Who said so? No, I don't mean, who are you quoting?
Feeling.
Aruch? It's the Aruch. The Aruch is. So Reb Chaim, yeah? That's Reb Chaim is famous. I was waiting for him to raise his hand. Reb Chaim is a famous piece, which you're not going to go into now, which is assuming that the Rambam is like the Aruch. Kamza Chazanish, in the Gulyonus in Reb Chaim, it says, Lohoyu Dvar Meolim. Reb Rambam holds against the Aruch. Big machlekes. I want to try to be Marva Shalom Beolim. Try. At least at first glance, you're Marva Shalom Beolim. There is a Shulte Giborim, which is on the Makara somewhere, which I want to show you. Here it is. Page 20. He first quotes the Rashba. It's Oz Gimel, that we spoke about before. Where the Rashba says that you close the door if the tzvi is inside, even though it's going to be trapped. Even though you really want the tzvi, the Rashba, that's crazy. For sure, it should be us. Even if you're not miscavenging to the tzvi, kavachom, if you are miscavenging to the tzvi secondarily, so you're stuck. The last line, "Vani kasafti v'chidushai, the kol ma'isa she'ev shalas ol zulas habsegresha, or afilu also ma'isa afilu habsegresha shari, kilo meskav and lasa habsegresha." Sounds like a bunch of words. What's he saying? If I could have done this without habsegresha, even if I choose to do it with habsegresha, it's mutter anyway. Rashi says someone's zvachim. Rashi says if you could pour the nesachim on the fire with small little drops, the fire will not be extinguished. Even though I pour it in big drops and lo sichpe, I'm not in violation. You know who else holds a shita, believe it or not? The Rambam. Because the Gemara has four times in Shas where it asks the kasha. Ay, psikresha. Among us, ukim the terutzim. The four are Ara the Chavre that we just saw. Hoshana Achriti, that we saw quoted in Tosfos, and two other cases. In all four, the Rambam left the Kippah out. Left it out! So the Mekevus and Mishnah in the very opening of the Hilchos Shabbos said, what's going on over here? How can I leave it out? The answer is, the Rambam holding the Shulta Givorim. Once you find one case in which you can do the same action without the violation, even though you happen to do it in a different way, which will inevitably lead to the violation, it's put there anyway. Since if I had other hadassim, I could pull the berries to eat them. Even if I have no other hadassim, it's still going to be mutter. For emphasis. What's the lamdus, Rabbi Osa? What's the lamdus in the Rambam and the Mekevus and Mishnah and the Shulta Givorim and the Rashi? What's the lamdus? No. Not called chad maisa. It's true, the way I'm doing it now, it's indivisible. But I could have gone in a different way, in which case it was divisible, so you can't say, even now that it's in this particular case indivisible, it's not called chad maisa. Everybody with me? Oh. Now, point number two. This should be Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Gimel, should be somewhere. Here it is, the last, page 22. Page 22. Page 22. This is still about combing your hair on Shabbos. So Mr. Brewer writes in Sivkot and Pei Vav, last narrow line, Afmei Meskavon Tichit HaSeir Gam Kein Osu Rabbi Pesik Reishon Shara Tzion Ayin Dalet. One line. Vafilu lemandi arma de psikreishet lo nichale shari. As it says in Siman Shinchav, the Aruch, Mikomakom kevin shurotze bim hafrodas hasaros. Vizeh I evsher zulas hasharas hasaros. Have a kipsikreishet nichale rivosh. What this is rivosh, you should look it up, the rivosh. It's unbelievable, it's a polemic. He bashes somebody. I forgot the name of it, some nice rabbi. He takes it to pieces. Mamashai. Wow. Calls them all kinds of names. What was a schet? It was matakome here on Shabbos based on the Aruch. What do you want the poor guy? An Aruch! Secretion lo nichla. You don't want to pull the hair out. Zok the Rivash? No. In this kind of a case where it's completely indivisible, even the Aruch is mode. What's the lumdus of the Rivash? Svei dinim psikresha. A divisible psikresha and an indivisible psikresha. But the potentially divisible psikresha, we don't say chad maisa. That's the holy son of the Aruch, as Rabbi Chanan said, if we send him into the Shia. But if it's an indivisible psikresha, you can't split him up in any which way, even the Aruch would agree to the svar of chad maisa. That's the loveless of the Rivash, Rabbi Chanan. With me? If we accept it, if we can accept the Rivash, on the marvish shalom ba'olam, Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. If we accept the Mekevus and Mishnah, and we accept the Rivash, there's no room for dispute. Why? Because if it's a Psik Reisha, which is divisible, you could have done it Barad Achari, you could have done it if you had Hashan Achrita, even though you only have Hashan Achrita, according to the Rambam, that's not a Psik Reisha at all. Het the Gama, even if Nichole. And if you'll tell me, it's a kind of a Psik Reisha, which is what, Rabbi Osai? Which is what? Absolutely indivisible. Then according to the Rivash, even the Aruch would say, then Tosser. Because it's Chad Maiser. So, Batla Machlaikis. In the case which the whole fight is about, we'll call it divisible Psik Reisha, the Machlaikis between the Aruch and Tosfos. According to the Rambam, it's not called the Psik Reisha at all. And in the case that the Rambam considered to be a Psik Reisha, Aruch never said boo, according to the Rivash. Now, are you following me? Shami Marba Shalom Bo. Trying to be. Yes? Chazanish said that the Rambam argues on the Aruch. What? So therefore the Chazanish is right. Why is he wrong? But not like the Aruch either. They're both wrong, you want to say. Why do you say they're both right? Someone said they're both wrong. They're both right. The Rambam is not against the Aruch, and I like the Aruch. They're both right. Because the whole Aruch is discussing a case of the Koran is off the charts, not a Pesach Reish at all. That's according to the...
Why is this case more indivisible than other cases of Pesach Reish? Why is pulling the hair considered like a super Pesach Reish?
That's what I call super Pesach Reish. There's no way to divide them whatsoever. It's impossible.
As opposed to dragging a really heavy bench?
Right. I could.
Why is that more divisible?
I could drag the bench in a way which is sort of lifted a little bit more, so it will not, you know, I'm only so strong, but I can drag it if I just do a little bit of weightlifting, drag it a little bit higher, it may not become a situation.
Maybe combing the hair, each individual mindset.
That's another schmooze about integrating mindset from segregation. It's another schmooze. Right, I don't have time. I'm not sure I'm supposed to end this year, but I don't have time to go into that for sure now. I wanted to say, well, let me take a question. Yes.
Is the COVID cure? Well, the problem with the COVID cure is he's talking about a case of a hazard coming a hair. That's his case in the past. So therefore, he makes the two.
Okay. He's not necessarily going with the Rambam sheet. But if I'm right that the Rambam holds this way, that the mechanical submission is right, not me, then you would have to change. It would change the calculus. But I have to tell you though, I thought this way for many, many years. When we learned Ksuba's last. How long was that? 4 years ago? When? Okay. So about 4 years ago, I think I had a noob shot in the Rambam. Noob shot in the Rambam. I don't think it's on these Marma Komas. And that can change the Rambam completely. And I guess I'll end with this just for the lack of time. There's much more to be said. The Rambam is as follows. Are any Rambams on the Marma Komas at all? Which ones are they? Not what I'm looking for. I think. Is it the Shabbos you have here? No, Perek Aleph. Not here. I'll read you the Lashon Rambam. I'll read it to you. Also, Maiseh, listen carefully, Rabosai. Also, Maiseh, V'nases V'glolo, Molocho, Shevadai, Te'osa, V'shalosa, Maiseh. That looks like to us, right? Afal pishal on his scavain law, chayel. Shadova yodua she yefshin shalo teyosa al samalacha. Ketza. Hareshet tzorach lerosh of letzachik bo akotten. Vechotach rosh of Shabbos. Afal pishal ein sof megamoso la harigas ha of bilvad chayel. Which word is the problem here, I'm all saying?
Bilvad.
Major problem. Bilvad sounds that your chayav when shaharigas haof bichlal sof megamoso when you want it ela she'ain sof megamoso harigas haof bilvad. The Chazon Ish noted this on the spot on the Rambam and says lashon bilvad eino muvan v'nire shehu miyutar. That's only Chazon Ish can say. It's a typo on the Rambam. The Bilvad doesn't belong there, but it's everywhere. It's in the Franklin Rambam, I think it's in the Kapach Rambam, I think it's in the... You name the Rambam, it's there. Of course, the Chazon Ish is the Shittoso. That according to the Rambam, Pesach Reish, the Lo Nichalei is Osir against the Aruch. Against Reb Chaim. The Kapach Tamar Meses Kasha in Sukkot Lamed Gimel. What's Bilvad doing there? My read of the word Bilvad is, number one, that the Rambam is like the Aruch. But more than that, it sounds like, even in a case in which, Rabosai, it's an individual psikration. Remember, according to the Mekevah Submission, that's the only psikration that the Rambam recognizes. Even in an indivisible psikration, Afal Pikain Psikresha Delo Nichale is Mutter. He goes beyond the Rivash and this answers the Kapas Tamarim's Kasha. Nope. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Have a new Pshat. We said before Pshat in Toskul Gimel that there are two tzadim in the chakira, and they hold both tzadim. So if either tzad is fulfilled, it's going to be asr. My read of the Rambam is that it's only asr if you have both together. It's only asr if it's not, if it's chad maisa plus miskavet. Plus miskavet. So therefore, if you can do it in another way, it's not called chad maisa. But even if you can't do it another way, if it's no nichale, it's not labeled as a miskaven. This being the case, that rabbi that was bashed by the Rivash, called all kinds of names, because he said that even the Aruch is going to be modeh, that psikresha lo nichale is going to be usher in the case of what we call the indivisible super psikresha. I'm not saying we should follow him. Where our analysis of the Rambam takes us, according to our text Kuvad, and according to the answer to Kapas Tamaram's Kasha, without the Chavanish's Mechigas word Kuvad, that's what it would take us. But maybe it would be even go that far. On both sides, there's much more to be said, but my time is up. So we learned a little bit about security. Time was, we never got to. Time was, it's a whole different story. Suffice to say, in 1 minute summation, that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa assumes that if I put something on the timer to go on in an hour, it's considered to be grum. And he calls them Shlomo Zalman. If you look at Mincha Shlomo, Simon Yud Chelagal Simon Yud Gimel, you'll see Shlomo Zalman is not at all sure that it's true. He thinks maybe it's not true. He refers to a case. Rama, the case is, I light a fire and I surround it with barrels. So the fire is going through the barrels. What will happen if there's a fire and I roll a barrel of water down a big hill? It takes 5 minutes till it gets there. Is that also Rama? Shlomo Zalman was not sure. The Rama was sure that's not considered to be Rama. So a time delay as such may not make Rama, may help for our purposes, we spoke about earlier, in the case of Segregation, but if it's a Machav and Mamish, an action Mamish, my tradition is, that's not considered to be a grumma, so a time does not solve all the world's problems as far as grumma is concerned. We'll leave it at that. And I wish you all well. That's luck. No, more Shabbos. It's adjusting the time around Shabbos. Yeah. Time is before Shabbos, we assume it's mutter. It gets very much. But time is on Shabbos to adjust it, major problem. To prolong it is mutter if you don't, it doesn't involve. Right. Most of our prolonging is detaching, you attach it to your also. That should be mutter. That should be mutter. That's the government, you're the one wrong. Really? Really? Wow. Wow.